Hashem's learning tonight, the last weekday night, really, as we assembled before Shavuos to learn together in Yoni D'Yoyma. We are in Siman Tov Tzadi Dalid, and I just want to share with you, which is a famous statement in the Mishnah Brura. We know that the Shulchan Aruch tells us that we have a minhag, a custom, which is very, very strong, that we decorate the Batei Knesios, we decorate the shuls and our homes with greenery, with herbage, with flowers and plants to recreate the green look that was at Mamon Har Sinai, to recreate the experience as it was, to make it so that it was by a circumstance for which we can relate to as it was then, as it is now. And so therefore what we have is this very strong custom. In fact, in Eretz Yisrael particularly, there are a lot of little children that go around and they're snipping branches and trees and decorating their Dalet Amos and their batim and their homes and their shuls in such a way. It's very powerful. And so, such a strong minhag, such a strong custom. But here's what the Piskei Tshuvos does first by quoting the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura says that that which is written, Nehogim la'amid ilonos. We talk about which things we use to decorate our shuls and our homes. The Mishnah Brura says that there's such a minhag to have trees, actual trees, L'zecher Shabbat Seres Nidoinim, that this is also like you have the Mishnayos and Maseches Rosh Hashanah. There's different four Rosh Hashanim Haim. There are four different types of Nidoinim judgments throughout the course of the year. And so therefore, Peros Ha'ilon and such trees also have some form of judgment during this time, during this Yom Tov, during this festival. And so therefore, as a Zikaron, as a Zecher to this, so we put trees, not just plants, not just flowers, but actual trees, that says the Mishnah Brura. However, Piskei Tshuvos points out, which is mentioned in the Mishnah Brura, the Hagra bitul minhag zeh. The Gra was mevatel this minhag. Now why? He said, Mishum shehu achshav choyka amim. It's a chukas hagoyim. Why? Because we know that they use their trees for worship, they use their trees to celebrate their holidays. So says the Gra, this is not a minhag that we should continue, we should follow. V'yesha kosvu, there are those who cholik on the gra, and say, no, she'ein lochush lozeh, we are not choshesh for that, we're not worried about that. Just because there are others who use, you know, for example, trees for their festivals, we're not going to use trees for any occasion, and if you follow like the gra, you don't. But there are those poskim who say that we're not choshesh for this. She'esh ba ezetam, because in a situation, kol zman, any time where there is and mefurish, an explicit, an understood, a known ezatam, which reason is given that the reason why we follow that particular custom, it's not considered a chukah. It's not a chukah ba'alma. Ein lochosh b'zeh mishum v'koseihem lo'yseleichu. It's not in violation of, in the ways of the non-Jews, of the ha'amim that you're not supposed to follow. It's not in violation of that. Why? Because there's what to rely on? This is a minhag Yisrael. This is a custom that we have. This is a tam. This is a reason. It's nidoinim al peros ha'ilon. Okay, that's what we do. That's what we follow. Safa pichein, that there are those who don't. So, okay, there are those that do. Va'od, there's another, explains another reason here he mentions in the poskim. Va'od, sha'an nochrim, you should know that the non-Jews, nehogim la'amid ilonos gam michutz labayis. You know, that they don't just keep their trees inside their houses. They keep their trees also outside their houses. It's a very, you know, big and very prominent thing to have it outside specifically. Masha'enkein onu, as opposed to us, nehagim rak bifnim. We have in our shuls, in our bayis, in our homes. We don't put trees to commemorate our holiday outside. No. Lachain ein lochush isser. There's not considered an isser associated because it's not the same thing. Kfar nis poshet minag ze bichol ore Yisrael. There's a minag in Klal Yisrael. This is what we've accepted. This is what we do in all the cities and all the shuls and all the areas. And so therefore, you have what to rely on if you don't want to, and you have what to rely on if you do, the poskim that say as such. But certainly, even independent of the trees themselves, certainly decorating your homes and shuls is fitting and is appropriate. All right, we'll stop here.